Academics and researchers have been meeting in Anchorage to bring together studies looking at what sustainability means in the Arctic. Andrei Petrov is lead investigator and director of Arctic Frost. He has studied the Arctic in Russia, Canada, and Alaska for 15 years. He says there is a lot of discussion about environmental changes, but social changes in Arctic communities can be even more dramatic. His work looks at human capital and community innovators.
Because the innovators, people who have new ideas, whether it's a business idea, technological idea, or maybe cultural idea, these are the people that I think are sort of enablers of, if you will, sustainable development in the Arctic. Because, and Alaskans, I guess, would not let me be wrong in that saying that, one or two people who really have great idea for their community could really change all everything around. And we see that in Canadian North, we see that in even in Russian North, in very difficult institutional conditions when entrepreneurship is very difficult. I mean, it's still the main force. I mean, you can have government subsidies on oil. These are all important, but really the future of development in the Arctic is in its people and its capacity that people have. Because even if you have oil money, if you don't have a way in which you invest them smartly, that's going to be gone, right? So that's I think, one of my big lessons as well. If you want to invest in Arctic, invest in its people.
Are there things that you've observed in your years of researching these communities and who the innovators are, that they've also addressed these ideas of not only just how can we take advantage of this, but how can we carefully proceed to make sure that we maintain the integrity of who we are as Arctic communities and not have that get lost in the advent of new development and a McDonald's coming in or those sorts of things?
What I say the main purpose of my work and the work of my colleagues, I think, is to look at the ways in which development, the capitalist economy, if you will, could be reconciled with traditional society. And that's from kind of formulating from kind of scientific standpoint. But this, on the other hand, from community standpoint, that's also the most important question of the modern times. How do we do that? I mean, there is no recipe, unfortunately. But as I said, there are things that we know could work. These negotiations, right? Development is an option. So, and it's an option that opens to community. Community should consider whether they want it or not. And be prepared to deal with it. I mean, I guess in the Arctic, like in many other regions, resource regions, when development comes, we already should start thinking on what happens when it ends. And that is not always done because we always say, it's going to be here forever. It's not going to be here forever. So how can we start planning for the end of this even before it starts? Maybe that's actually the important thing to do.
The science community clearly gets the need in the Arctic and the vast needs for study and collaboration on research and making those comparative studies. Mm-hmm. But what about the political dynamic here? You're in Iowa. Do political leaders in Iowa really get that we're an Arctic nation and that they need to be educated about these issues and that these are important? What's your sense of the political context here? Because that's an important component of this.
Well, I think we don't need necessarily go to Iowa. We can first go to Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, I always say that, the United States does not understand itself as an Arctic nation. And, we have Alaska. Yeah, sure. But, it's one state and it's somewhere and 700,000 people live there. Well, yes, unfortunately, that's not the case that we understand ourselves as an Arctic nation in contrast to almost every other. Russia, Canada, Iceland. I mean, they all think of themselves as the Arctic nations. At the same time, I think lately we see significant shifts. Even this year, right, we have important appointments that president made in terms of people who would be advising on Arctic policy, and there is a special envoy for the Arctic first time. So from that perspective, I think we're kind of moving in the right direction, but we're very far away.
Andrei Petrov is the lead investigator and director of Arctic Frost, a consortium of researchers studying sustainability in the rapidly changing Arctic.